You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
My name's Tobin Rennick, and the two of us have been busking for 12 years.
My name's David Graham.
Awesome,
Tobin and David. So tell us a little bit about your performance that you just did.
We do a partner acrobatic comedy fire juggling show, and we're down here right on the Auckland waterfront. It's our first time ever performing in Auckland. The festival started yesterday, and we're going to be out here doing street shows through Monday.
And how long are you guys in New Zealand for?
Total, we're in New Zealand for about 3 weeks.
And you're traveling around a few different places?
Yeah, we started out at the Christchurch Busking Festival, and now we're up here at the Auckland Busking Festival, and we have little travel time on either side.
Right, and Tobin, how many places do you go to in a year, you two?
I honestly have never counted, but I would say roughly 20 maybe different locations. Some will just be for a day or two, some will be for a few weeks.
Yeah.
That's totally a random guess.
Right, and how much training did it take for you guys to get your show to where it is today?
Oh, I mean, it's years and years of training. The best way for me to compare it to something is to compare it to being a musician. It's the type of thing where, especially when you're starting out, you just have to do multiple hours every day, you know, 6 or 7 days a week to really dial in on some of the skills, and then the muscle memory kind of takes over. Yeah. So, yeah.
And just quickly with the busking lifestyle, like, do you have a permanent address you live at during, like, when you're not on the road, or are you guys always on the road, or how does that sort of work? I'm interested.
Yeah, we do have a permanent address. We spend the bulk of our time, I live just outside of Boston in Massachusetts. We're there generally from mid-April all the way through December, and we just travel from there to different gigs. And then we spend our winters 2 to 3 months in Key West, Florida.
Well, one of the most interesting places we've been with our show was we went to Pakistan, and that was a very interesting experience. Here's not necessarily a funny story, but it's a close call. It's one of the only wipeouts we've ever had in our show. It was in our last show in Pakistan. We were in a theater, and Tobin is standing up on my head, starting to juggle the machetes, and he comes down, and his feet get tangled up in my arms, and he comes right down into like a power push-up from, you know, 12 feet into the air, right onto his face. And there we are in Pakistan, and I'm thinking, you know, if he's broken something or something's major, this is going to be, you know, some hospital in Pakistan. Luckily, he was okay, and we made it back home, and there were no major issues, but that was one of the scariest moments of our career.
Busking is a hard and extremely rewarding craft.
Yeah, and how did you get into busking, Pablo?
I just stood on the street with 3 juggling balls. With a big crazy Dr. Zeus hat in front of me, and then I just got better.
And how long have you been doing it for?
16 years.
Still going strong?
Still going strong.
Awesome. And what's something in your 16 years, maybe either in New Zealand or around the world, that you've learnt about human beings from being a busker?
That people still crave good, live, spontaneous entertainment.
And what's your advice to busking crowds out there for the future?
Busking crowds?
Yeah, if you're like people who are watching you do your thing, what's one thing, if you could tell them one thing, people that you see them do that you don't like or people could do better, what would it be?
Pay your busker. Don't walk away. We're making an honest living.
I've been busking for 23 years, and I got into it by, I was brought on stage by another performer when I was 9 years old, and it was the most fun thing I'd ever done in my life. So the next logical step in that, of course, is to make your own show, which I did at 10, and that's when I started performing.
And you've been doing it since you were 10?
It's been the only job I've ever had.
Wow. What have your jobs of busking consisted of over the years?
Aside from the show, there's a lot of small jobs that go in there. The show that people see from a busker is only maybe half of what we do. It's like, we're also like, you know, basically sound engineers, audio editors, video editors, marketers, agents. I think that's what you were asking, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like, yeah. So it's like really, the thing about being a busker is you're very self-sufficient. So you learn to do all of these little things on your own. And so that's kind of like the average day will be a few hours of administration, marketing, and then you actually practice your show, and then you know, if it's a day where you do a show, you just go out there and crank them out. So,
and how's the industry changed with the advent of things like Facebook and that?
I think that actually social media is, it doesn't hurt, but a lot of the people who come to see busker festivals generally, and I don't say that, not all the time, but generally don't come to see one particular act. They come to see a whole bunch of different acts. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. You have people filming your shows, and they send you pictures, and, you know, it's pretty fun.
It's cool, yeah. And I think a lot of festivals use Facebook marketing as a pretty great way to reach their demographic. It's better than... Cornerstone ones are still there, like radio and print, and like television. we were in the Herald, or like the Busker Festival was in the Herald and the Weekender, and that I think will reach more people probably, but yeah. It definitely has its own place.
And I'm interested, what's some things that, like, obviously you've been to a lot of countries, I'm guessing.
Yep.
How many countries have you been to, and also what are some like things that you've learned over the years of busking about different cultures and human beings in general?
I've actually lost count of the amount of countries we've been to be honest. I'd have to go back and really think about
it. We're pretty lucky. We've been, I mean, over 30 for sure.
Yeah, at least.
And we've done our show in 5 different languages. It's really a cool trip. Like, it's interesting to study comedy through a culture and see what different groups of people find funny, and sometimes you find it by accident, and sometimes you do research and you figure it out. But obviously with English, it's easier for us to learn to do our show in the Commonwealth kind of countries. But even when we learn it in another language, it's still people, and there's so many common threads that no matter where you go, there's a little more similarities than differences.
Yeah, the more places you go, the more you realize that everyone's pretty much ultimately the same. You know, like it's...
There's still, obviously there'll be cultural differences, but yeah, people are the same.
Yeah.
And what's the busking community like? You guys tight-knit? Do you get along with the other buskers and stay with each other or travel together and things like that?
We don't usually travel together per se, but it is very tight-knit. Once you get to a certain, like, the people who do it professionally, there's not many of us, so it's...
You know most of them all over the world, and yeah, we're always at similar festivals with one or another, and we're a pretty close group, I would say, because not too many people do what we do, so there's not that many people who understand exactly what it's like.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Sweet. And lastly, thank you so much. If there's one thing advice you could give to people who are in the audience that would help you guys out, like, is there one thing that frustrates you as a busker that you wish people would do more of?
Just relax. Like, just, you know, it's, busking is a really beautiful thing in that, there's a pretext that, yes, there will be payments at the end, but just, like, don't hold yourself back in any way. Like, no, a good busker is not going to shame you if you can't pay.
Yeah.
A good busker is going to leave you feeling good at the end of the show, no matter what.
All of us are here to travel around and bring people together in a weird way and make everyone's day a little better. So, I feel like some people are a little standoffish. They really don't trust you at first, and it's, I mean, that's part of it. We know that's part of it, but yeah, just relax and get into the spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a
good time. So yes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.